On today's episode of Video Marketing Madness, we're going to talk about some Google Business Profile stuff and YouTube's new AI feature. I don't know if it's a feature. We'll discuss that.
Thingamabob.
And today's episode is, what's that?
Thingamabob.
Thingamabob. Thingamajig.
Thingamajig.
Speaking of thingamajigs, did you know, Steve, that our good friends at Movo have lots of thingamabobs and thingamajigs that can help you to shoot better videos? And that includes things like stands and lights and even cameras. Yeah, they actually have cameras, believe it or not. They got a really neat desktop camera that is 4K. It's got a professional studio mic built into it, and it even has a ring light around it. So it's actually 3-in-1. Put it on your desk, plug it in USB, boom, there you go. So they got a lot of really cool stuff there. And of course, they got all the little accessories that we love, all the little attachments and everything else that you need to shoot better video or record better sound. So if you want to be able to do that wirelessly, wired, USB, you know, XLR, whatever it is that you need for your system, you can get it at Movo and you'll get it at a great price by heading on over to raiselinks.com/Movo. Let's hit the music.
He's Ray the Video Guy, yeah, Ray the Video Guy. His skill is where it's at, even if he's a little fat. He's filled with video expertise and has so much knowledge that you need. His YouTube ninja tricks can make your marketing so sick. He's Ray the Video Guy, yeah, Ray the Video Guy.
And it's the radio show about video, Video Marketing Madness with Ray, the Video Guy, and I'm Steve Sleeper. Apple Podcast is our biggie. Head on over there, subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, please.
Yes, nothing less than, have we ever gotten less than a 5-star review? I don't think we've ever gotten
No, we've always gotten 5-star reviews, yeah.
And it's no wonder. I mean, we are
yes, that. We're so high quality. Ray and I talked before the show. He's going to talk about AI. I may have a few other things, but one of the things I wanted to mention briefly, I've got about, I think, a dozen attorneys that I do Google Business Profile work for. So I get them traffic, I post content, and I also do YouTube videos and post those to the Google Business Profiles. Just the link, FYI. Now, what I noticed is that with the name of that big algorithm change that they rolled out for 6 weeks and it ended the end of last month was useless content. And they were penalizing what they considered to be useless content. A lot of websites I heard got de-indexed. I had one client's website get a lot of pages de-indexed because they thought it was useless content. Fortunately, I never created the website.
You have got to be effing kidding me.
Yeah. What I noticed is if my clients were at the very top of the 3-pack on page one, they stayed there. If they were in the second or third position, they fell out of the 3-pack anywhere between fourth and sixth place. I had one, it's a lawn care service, dropped to 12th place, which really scared the heck out of me. So this week when I went to work on everything, I've noticed that everybody has bounced back into the 3-pack, into their former position, except for my lawn care service. They're in sixth, but that's still very encouraging, so I'm real happy about that. So sort of an update on the useless content algorithm change. I guess that's
and how appropriate for this particular show.
Yes, exactly. but that's what happened with that. So if you manage some Google Business Profiles and you notice that some of them dropped off of page one, take a look at them again. They may be back there. I did change the way I'm doing things. I used to, you know, let's say it was one topic for the attorneys, like what to look for in a good DUI lawyer. I would ask ChatGPT to write that for me, and then I'd just rewrite it for each client. Now I'm doing different topics for each client, and then I'm running it through Spin software I'm doing some more work on it, but I don't want it to get viewed as useless content. So I don't know. I don't know that a couple of posts would have made that big a difference. I just think things bounce back. But anyhow, go ahead with the AI part.
Well, no, you know, going back to Google Business Profiles, so we've had an issue here. I've got a friend of mine who is a garage door company. In case you don't know, back about 2 months ago, Google did a major crackdown on garage door companies and locksmiths because of all the fraud that goes on there. There's fake this and, you know, fake Google setups. And locksmiths has been going on for years. And apparently garage doors are now in that whole scam too, where basically what it is like I come along and I say, oh, I'm a locksmith in this town and 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 in this town. And I don't exist at all. I just collect leads and try to, you know, farm them off to people that are in the area. Right. And Google's trying to cut, you know, get those guys out of there because it's hurting real businesses that are there. Well, this one guy, his got hit with that and they took his listing down. They have not given it back. They will not give it back. We've tried everything you can think of. And so far they won't give it back. The fortunate thing is it was kind of like a cloak and dagger movie here. I came across this very mysterious person who supposedly can get these things fixed really quickly. All you have to do is send him Cash right. App, you know, and I did, and they've been working on it and nothing has happened yet. It hasn't been restored yet. But the funny thing is the guys that I actually paid this to do it, well, they did their thing, whatever their magical little thing is. And then they were like, okay, now you got to talk to this guy. Well, the guy that I'm talking to now, I wish I had just talked to him right away at the beginning of this whole thing because he seems to know what he's talking about. He's known at Google. He's able to get in touch with people at Google and actually talk to them. And he knows what they're looking for. And he talks to people in there and they say, do this, do that. Well, after he recommended a bunch of different things, like for instance, if you've ever done a Google business profile now, most of the time what they ask you to do is a video showing the street that you're on, showing your address, showing your building, showing you opening the door, showing that you actually exist. Because it's a fast, easy way without sending out postcards and stuff to know that, hey, look, there is a business here. There's an office. You know, look, we got computers in here. We got, you know, whatevers. Now those have to be about 3 minutes long. I think it says 3 minutes or less.
Oh.
Maybe five, but I think it's 3 minutes or less. And you have to do it live. Like you literally go to the Google app, you press a record button. You cannot hit stop. You have to record the entire thing in one shot.
Sure.
And it immediately submits it to them. So there's no editing. There's no nothing. You can't shoot it yourself and upload it. You have to do it this way. Well, he actually, because he knows the people at Google and everything, what he had us do is record an actual video. He said, still don't stop at any point. Make it one continuous video. He says, but it can be much longer if you want. He goes, because I'm going to hand deliver it to him. And that's what he did.
All right.
And so they're working on that now. But he just found out. And here's the crazy thing. After all of this, now, mind you, me and this guy, we received messages saying, it's been shut down because of dangerous content. And recently we got one that said it was taken down for profanity and like all these other things that like make no sense at all. Like he's just a mom and pop shop running a business out of a workshop. You know, could he possibly do that could tick him off? Well, come to find out, the Google person finally told this guy the other day, oh, you know what it is? His Gmail account that he has as the owner of that's been flagged and shut down. Not shut down. It still works, but it's been flagged. And that's why his GMB is shut down. So he yesterday had to transfer the ownership of that to me and then take that one out of there. And we're putting in a different email for him on that. So hopefully that's going to solve the issue. But man, what a pain in the neck. And I understand they shut down a bunch of these things because of the crap going on, but this guy's done nothing wrong.
Why did they flag his Gmail?
Who knows?
Yeah,
I have no idea. I had that. I have a brand new Gmail that we created. I'm working with a guy that I used to work with years ago. And so we created a Gmail just for our communications that kind of match his branding a little bit. And I got a message yesterday from Google. Oh, we've flagged this for, you know, for suspicious and unusual activities and fraudulent business things. And all we've done, you know, is email back and forth about we haven't done anything with this account, but they didn't shut down the Gmail. They shut down like using other things related to it. So only the Gmail works. And they had me verify it, and then they put it back on. So I don't know what the heck they're
odd,
doing. But
odd, you know. And
very
and
odd.
I still haven't gotten that one YouTube channel back.
Really?
And that was, I found out is for what, well, it was a copyright type thing. One of the, I forget what the term that YouTube uses for it. I don't know why. And I thought, well, maybe it's this. And then I'd see somebody else doing it, and they got plenty of views. And I thought, well, maybe it's this. No, somebody else did it, and they got it. So, you know, it'd be nice if YouTube, if they do something like that.
Tell
if,
you why.
Why? So I don't do it again. I don't do things on purpose to get shut down. I look at what other people are doing. I know the community standards almost inside and out. It's like not like I never read them. And shortly after this happened, they asked me to take a survey, and I was just really down on that. They got a horrible review from me. And then they said, well, would you be willing to be part of a roundtable? And which I had done before, and I said, "Yeah, I'd love to be part of it." Now they never picked me, unfortunately. Because, but that's the
never
big
do.
Thing.
I think they say that to everybody.
I got picked for one
like,
before.
Oh, maybe they do care, you know. But I've never been picked for those either. When I've
I got picked for one before. Sorry to talk over you.
Nice.
And I sat in on it. I didn't really have a whole lot to say because I was not having problems with YouTube at the time. So I don't know. So how that tells you, but anyhow.
Yeah, I don't understand why. And Facebook is kind of the same way with a lot of stuff. They do the same thing. Oh,
I know.
You're suddenly suspended. You know, I on Facebook, I think I've mentioned it here before. One time I got suspended from posting in groups because of a comment that I posted in my own group.
Yeah.
From 3 years earlier.
Oh, my goodness.
And what was the nasty comment that I put in there that caused them to suspend me for 3 weeks or whatever it was from being in groups? Yeah, I said, guys, we can have a debate, but let's stop calling each other Nazis.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember.
And
that.
So they suspended me for saying that 3 years later. Go figure.
Well, you know, I just went through a period of about a month where if I posted like a picture on my Facebook on desktop, and then commented on it, they wouldn't publish the comment, you know. So I'd say, here's a picture of my dog, and I post a picture of my dog, and they didn't put the text in there. It just was a picture of my dog, but I could go over to my phone and do it. Now all of a sudden it's working again. It's just...
Yeah, that may just be a weird glitch, because I've had weird glitches like that before where...
Have you? Okay.
All of a sudden on my phone, the live button was missing. I couldn't go do a live video. It was just gone. Like the option to do a live was gone, but it wasn't gone on another channel. It was just on or another Facebook page. It was just that Facebook page. So the weird things do happen like that. I don't understand. You know, these are the biggest companies in the world. You would think they'd have all this stuff down where these things don't happen, but it seems to happen a lot. But yeah, this thing with the garage door guy, I mean, it just seems out of control and vengeful at this point, because what has he possibly done? He's done nothing wrong to deserve that. And so it doesn't make any sense at all. So hopefully we'll get it solved now, but we'll see.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I mean, that's the frustration
that's
of
our,
dealing with it.
That's the gripe section of the video marketing madness.
And as I always say, it's better than selling commercial printing, because you make one mistake on a job and you could have thousands of dollars in paper that you have to buy to rerun it. So at least I'm not in the manufacturing business anymore. It's, you know, once you've been through that nightmare for 20 years, now longer than that, 30 years, everything else seems real easy. So,
makes sense. All right. So on to our good friends at YouTube, who we've talked about this briefly, I think, in the past in episodes that they were going to be, it's weird. Back a while ago, YouTube talked about, oh no, AI content's perfectly fine, blah, blah, blah. You know, we don't care about that, blah, 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 blah. Of course, Google said the same thing, and now they're doing crackdowns on it too. Same company, but different division. But all of a sudden, YouTube said, oh, we're going to be making you disclaim whether or not you are using AI content. And while it's here, or at least it is for me, And the funny thing is I'm not sure how serious they are about you answering these questions, because they hide it in that when you go to load a video, you have to hit that show more button.
Yeah.
And it's down below the paid promotion section there, and it's called altered content. And so what it says is, do any of the following describe your content?
I knew about that. I knew about that. Okay.
Makes a real person appear to say or do something they didn't say or do. Alters footage of a real event or place. Generates a realistic looking scene that didn't actually occur. So you got to answer yes or no on that. And it says, to follow YouTube's policy, you're required to tell us your content is altered or synthetic and seems real. So I'm guessing if you put yourself in front of a background cartoon, they're probably not going to care whether you say it or not. But obviously, if they put you in, if you say you're in Paris and you got the Eiffel Tower behind you and it's fake, they probably want to know.
Well,
now,
you know,
the question is...
Well, the other thing, now let me just interject something. With the First Amendment auditors, and this is what I kind of thought it was, let's say they have a interaction with a cop and then the cop arrests them. Well, they don't show the interaction where they're being a total jerk to the cop. They just show, they start with the cop arresting them. And there's been a lot of criticism for that, of YouTube allowing that. I wonder if that applies to that. I don't know.
I don't know. It doesn't sound like it, because they said this is going to be AI, but maybe, I don't know, because it goes on to say, this includes realistic sounds, visuals made with AI or other tools. Selecting yes adds a label to your content.
Oh, so that's new. I was getting the are you full of crap one that you were talking about, but they've added some stuff.
You know what? What about green screen?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not AI generated, and people use green screen all the time. Is that going to be, well, sir, you were doing what looked like a news broadcast, and you weren't actually in a news studio. It was a green screen with a picture of a news studio. That's altered content. You know, I mean, where does it stop and end? That's the big question.
Of course, what are news studios anymore? They're not big sound stages anymore. They're just,
Some of them, I mean, some of the old ones are, but, you know, like I've told the story before, I think about when I was in Salt Lake City and I went to the CBS station, I believe it's Channel 3 out there. And I was shocked to see they were just in the bottom of like a tall building in the middle of the city. And they were shooting the news in like this long, thin front foyer thing that had like pillars in the middle of it. So they were putting the cameras to shoot around the pillars. And, you know, and I'm like, I've been in, you know, studios in smaller cities than this that have, you know, real studios. I'm like, what the heck is this? You know?
Yeah.
So it was interesting to see. But yeah, I mean, you know, what isn't altered? You know, I mean, what if you put a news broadcast? All right, we're going to go to Johnny in the Weather Center, and they cut to Johnny in the Weather Center. Well, in reality, Johnny in the Weather Center is, you could give him a high five. It's just on a different camera. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what is altered content? You know, what does that really entail? Now, they do have a learn more button there, so you can go in and you can learn more about it. But it just seems very, very subjective on what they're really trying to get you to
do. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I jumped. Oh, no, I stepped over you there. That, from what I recall, because I uploaded video last night, I don't recall that being there last night. So there's probably a good chance this is brand new, just happened.
Now, mind you, they also say here, this includes realistic sounds. Okay, so if you put sound effects in a video, and what if it's a completely fictional video? That looks, you know, what if you're creating a scene, you know, I'm trying to think of who's that one guy that does, was it Darman? He's got a big YouTube channel and he creates these videos of scenarios and things. They're not real, but they're terrible actors. Sorry, guys, you're terrible actors. But assuming they had good actors, it would be very realistic. And yet it's not. Does that count? You know what I mean? If you create a short film, does that count? If people don't necessarily know that it's a short film and they think it's real? I mean, War of the Worlds, folks. You know, what is the deal with this? Like, what do we do in this situation?
War of the Worlds. Yeah, that's a good example.
You know, the sound effect, realistic sound effects. Okay, so if I was to, if I was to do the David Letterman thing and you know, like read a viewer mail and throw it over my shoulder and yeah. make a crashing sound that sounds real, is that going to get me shut down?
Yeah.
I would hope not. But according to this, it has, oh, that has to be disclosed, apparently. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I get that they don't want, because here's the thing, and it's so funny that disclosing it is supposedly a solution to this. I'm sorry, but disclosing some of these things is not a solution, because I, for instance, see all the time, if you look at YouTube Shorts, and I'm guessing on TikTok as well, I just use YouTube Shorts more than any of the other ones, you'll see videos with like Joe Rogan, and it's his voice, but and it's him on his show, but it's completely not what he's saying. It's completely just AI generated his voice saying something that he never said at all. And apparently that's okay. Huh. Yeah, that should be shut down is what that
yes.
should be.
Yeah.
So,
well, maybe it will be. Who knows? But this is all very interesting. Sometimes what I find frustrating about YouTube, as much as I love it, much as I love working with it, is I wonder how much they think things through. I wonder how much they look at things from a creator standpoint.
Well, sometimes they can't, or they don't. For instance, the COPPA stuff. The government came in and said, you got to put this on there now.
Yeah, well, okay. But that, excluding something like that. But
The altered content thing, that may also be something that came down that, hey, you've got to do this whether you like it or not. You know, so that could be a regulation thing as well. I don't know.
How about the suspension of the lawyer channel? You know,
we know why that got suspended. It shouldn't have been.
Yeah, it was. Well, it got 62,000 views. I think that's why it was suspended. You know, it got their attention.
You know, I'm sorry, but it's that was public. That was public. Publicly available content. There's nothing that stops you from being able to do that.
Well,
yet people still complain, oh, there's a copyright violation, and YouTube goes, okay, but it's not. It's absolutely not. And if you wanted to fight that, you could, and you'd probably win, but it would cost you all this money for nothing. Like, what are you going to?
Well,
gonna spend
and that's nothing? One thing I do wonder about is I wonder if somebody else who makes those videos saw that our first video were getting 62,000 views. I'm just going to report that as a copy. I'm going to say he took it from me, you know, which I didn't. But
if you did, it wouldn't matter because they can't copyright public information.
Right. No, I know. But, so, you know,
they can complain.
Yeah.
They can certainly complain and say it is and get things shut down, you know, because I've had people do that before. Oh, this is, you know, my copyright and they'll shut me down. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's literally me shooting myself. I mean, there's like nothing copyrighted in there, but people will try to get things shut down by saying that. You know, what they don't realize, and I don't know how forceful YouTube is with it, because obviously I've never been on that side of it, but if you falsely do that, they will shut you down, supposedly.
Yes, right.
Whether they do or not, I'm not sure. I've never known anybody that's had themselves shut down for doing that, because I don't know anybody that does that to people, but... No, it certainly has happened to me before, and I've had my stuff restored, and I don't know if anything happened to them.
Well,
people do steal things all the time. I mean, if you put up, you know, for instance, when I was doing, we had a lot of content around a certain popular diet years ago, and people would steal our videos and put them up and put their own links on there all the time, just steal our content. I was constantly having to file complaints and shut people down, you know, so.
Yeah. Well, and that happens a lot with the affiliate marketing thing. I know that. But, well, I tell you what, it's 2:34 in the Eastern
2:35 in the afternoon on a Thursday.
And your escape room is supposed to open 5 minutes ago. So maybe we need to let
Well, yeah, we open the doors at 2:30. The first room isn't until 3:00. And, of course, it's the school year. Probably nobody's going to come in.
Oh,
however.
Okay. All right.
However.
Yeah, you just
every
never
time
know.
I've said, we'll get a show in, or the other one is my lesson that I do at 4:00 on Thursdays typically. No one's going to come in. We'll get it done. And as soon as we do,
boom.
Or if I don't do it because of that, and I'm like, nobody's going to come in, but I better cancel it. Somebody's come in. So it just works that way.
Yeah, it does.
And unfortunately, poor Secchi is in the hospital. Well, he's actually back from the hospital now, but. He's been sick a lot lately, and has been in 4 months. He's had to go into the hospital four different times.
Oh, this is your guy, one of the guys that works in the escape room.
Well, no, he's one of the owners. He's my partner.
Oh,
but he and I basically run the whole thing now. Because during the school year, we don't really need extra employees, and so he's been in and out of the doctors and stuff for a while now.
Poor
he's only
guy.
19, so hopefully it gets
wow.
better.
Wow! Wow! Okay. Yeah, that's problematic. Okay, well, who made this fine episode of Video Marketing?
Well, of course, this fine episode is made possible by people who would never violate any of YouTube's regulations, and that is our good friends at Movo. All they want to do is help you make better video so that you can get more views, get more ad payments, and buy more stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
And what kind of stuff? We're talking lights. We're talking cameras. We're talking stands. We're talking wireless microphone sets and vlogging kits and all sorts of great stuff that will make you shoot better, sound better, and do better when it comes to your media creation. So head on over to Movo by going to raiselinks.com/Movo and pick up something great today.
All right. Fabulous. And as always, we'll wrap up this program with the music.
All right, here it comes. Goodbye, everybody.
He's Ray the Video Guy. Yeah, Ray the Video Guy. His skill is where it's at. Even if he's a little fat, he's filled with video expertise and has so much knowledge that you need. His YouTube ninja tricks can make your marketing so sick. He's Ray the Video Guy, yeah, Ray the Video Guy.